Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, December 5th. I'm Abby Larico. Ameren, Missouri's new rates for data centers are now in effect, but a consumer advocacy group is asking for a redo.
So they basically said they feel like the Public Service Commission decided to kind of lean toward data centers, toward these big businesses, instead of supporting customers.
St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke explains the case and the latest updates. Plus, Midwest seniors have two options for Medicare coverage, traditional Medicare through the government, or a private Medicare Advantage plan. While Advantage plans cost less up front, experts say seniors could pay the price with their health.
If you don't think you're going to need health care, great, fine. But very few seniors are healthy enough to avoid that. So they need to know these challenges up front.
These stories coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis city leaders are calling the response to the past week's round of winter weather a success, but they do plan to make some changes as winter continues. In October, Mayor Kara Spencer said the city planned to use its four new, smaller snowplows to clear side streets on a case-by-case basis, but there isn't a solid plan yet for how this would be carried out.
We did get a lot of complaints, especially neighborhoods that have hills and have smaller roads, Soulard being one. It'll be a longer conversation rather than having something for you today.
86 total trucks were deployed to treat and plow streets during snow events last week and this week. The snowfall caused significant backups on St. Louis highways, partially due to MoDOT's delayed response Monday. City Streets Director James A. Jackson says the city had to wait for MoDOT to catch up since it uses a different street clearing strategy and has a wider area to cover, but he defended MoDOT's decisions.
The method and the strategies that they utilize have been beneficial to them. I would not criticize their strategy at all.
The city has extended Code Blue protocols, which increase the number of shelter beds for people needing a warm place to stay through 9 a.m. Tuesday. Lawyers for St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery say U.S. Marshals have charged the office almost $7,000 for driving the sheriff to a trial that could oust him from his job. Now they want the state to foot the bill. Montgomery's lawyers filed a motion this week calling for the state to pay the transportation costs as the state objected to having the sheriff's office transport Montgomery due to a real or perceived conflict of interest. Catherine Hanaway is the Missouri Attorney General. She told reporters during a break in the trial last month that she was pleased it was coming to a close.
So the taxpayers can stop spending money on a sheriff who's sitting in a jail cell and now on his transport to and from the courthouse.
Montgomery has been in federal custody at the Perry County, Illinois jail after a judge said the sheriff violated his bond in relation to a separate federal case. St. Louis County has more than $100 million left in RAM settlement funds that has not been allocated. STLPR's Olivia Mizell reports the county council has several conflicting ideas on what to do with it.
County Executive Sam Page has proposed using $59 million of the money it received from the 2016 lawsuit against the NFL and the Los Angeles Rams to eliminate the county's budget deficit. Republican Councilman Dennis Hancock and Democratic Chairwoman Rita Days have both said they are against that and want to use the money for one-time capital expenditures. Democratic Councilwoman Lisa Clancy says that might not be realistic.
If we can't figure out how to bring in additional revenue to St. Louis County, or if we're not even really willing to have that discussion, then I don't know why we wouldn't tap into RAM's money.
The council has to approve the budget by the end of the year. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Missouri appeals court has rewritten a ballot question asking voters to amend the Constitution to ban nearly all abortions in the state. The three-judge panel ruled the amendment's previous wording, which was written by Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, did not sufficiently inform voters of the changes it would impose. Tori Schaefer is director of policy and campaigns for the ACLU of Missouri, which opposes the measure known as Amendment 3.
The only thing Amendment 3 will guarantee is the installation of new bans on health care in our Constitution.
the new language now makes it clearer that an existing right to an abortion would be taken away. It would also ban gender-affirming care for minors, which is already illegal in Missouri. Attorneys from the Secretary of State's office argued Hoskins simply needs to write language that is sufficient, not perfect. The Secretary of State is expected to appeal the most recent ruling to the Missouri Supreme Court. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt is defending President Donald Trump's boat strikes in the Caribbean. STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum has more on why the Republican senator supports the decision that's come under fire from both sides of the aisle.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers have questioned whether Trump has the authority to attack boats that are allegedly carrying drugs. Schmidt says he supports Trump's decision to target the boats. He also backs embattled Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who is facing widespread scorn for his handling of the bombing campaign.
Again, this trying to spin this stuff up is just an attempt to take out somebody that's a threat to permanent Washington.
The bipartisan criticism of Hegseth intensified recently after news reports revealed the military killed two survivors of an initial strike in early September. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A veteran aide with experience working in local, state, and federal government is running for Missouri State Auditor. Quentin Wilson announced this week he's seeking the Democratic nomination for the job. In addition to working for Democrat members of Congress and in state government, Wilson has also served as St. Louis County's Revenue Director. Wilson says he has the experience to make state government more efficient.
What happened to Missouri? It's not just off track. It's off the tracks. It's a train wreck. And I just felt that motivated me to do something about it.
If Wilson wins the Democratic primary next August, he'll likely face GOP incumbent state auditor Scott Fitzpatrick next November. This is Missouri's only statewide race for 2026. Democrats haven't won a statewide office in Missouri since 2018. U.S. Steel made a surprise announcement yesterday that it will restart one blast furnace at the steel mill in Granite City. STLPR's Will Bauer reports the company is hoping to bring back 400 employees in the first half of next year.
The decision to reignite the second blast furnace that's been shuttered for more than 2 years is welcome news for the steelworkers. Since fall 2023, they've just been processing but not producing any steel. Michael Poole works on the galvanizing line of the mill.
Way better news than what we've heard in the last year, for sure. This is the best news we've had. Operating those furnaces is very awesome for our facility.
U.S. Steel, which is now owned by the Japanese company Nippon, did not say what this means for Granite City Works long term. Poole says he's hopeful that the mill can prove its value to the company. A national security agreement between the federal government and the companies only protects the plant until 2027. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Ameren, Missouri's new rates and terms for data centers took effect yesterday. But just as they did, a consumer advocacy group filed a motion for a rehearing. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke has been watching this. She sat down with editor Jonathan All to explain what's happening.
Kate, what is this case all about?
So the Missouri Public Service Commission regulates utilities in the state. And this case is Ameren's attempt to set new rates and terms for large data centers or other big energy consumers that are moving to the area. So this started kind of back in May is when it ramped up. And then the Public Service Commission made their decision in the end of November, and it took effect on Thursday, December 4th.
What protections do the new rates establish to prevent existing customers from paying more if those data centers do move here?
So there is a ton in this rate structure. It's really complicated stuff. It's a super long document. But there are kind of four main things that people have been emphasizing, especially Ameren, when they're talking about the protections. So this includes 12-year contract minimums with 5-year ramps. So it's kind of a minimum amount of time that a data center would have to pay for this electricity. There's also a minimum demand of 80%. So they have to pay for stuff even if they're not using it. And then there's 2 years of collateral payments that they have to put up front. And there are termination notices and fees, just like if you or I were to break a lease.
The Consumers Council of Missouri filed for a rehearing on Wednesday. Who is that group and what are they objecting to?
Yes. So the Consumers Council is an advocacy group that advocates for utility ratepayers, like typical households that pay Ameren bills. And so they filed an order, a motion for a rehearing in this case. And so the reason they did that is they think that the agreement that Ameren came to with the parties that were involved in the case and what the Public Service Commission approved wasn't good enough for protecting regular customers. So they basically said they feel like the Public Service Commission decided to kind of lean toward data centers, toward these big businesses, instead of supporting customers. And so they filed this motion for a rehearing.
Why is all of this happening right now?
So this is really happening because huge data centers are considering moving to Missouri. So the reason that this happened is actually that the state legislature passed a law that required the utilities to write these new tariffs. That was called SB 4. And part of that law said that they had to write tariffs that would protect regular customers. So the reason that that is happening now, too, is because these data centers are considering moving to this area. On a recent earnings call, Ameren's CEO Marty Lyons said that they've already signed 3 gigawatts of construction agreements with big data centers. And 3 gigawatts is a huge amount of energy. It's hard to put into context, but that's more than like one humongous coal plant that we have right now. And then Marty Lyons also said that the data centers have already paid Ameren $38 million in non-refundable fees. So this is really a response to a real trend of data centers wanting to move to our area.
What happens next?
So now the parties in this case have 10 days to respond to this motion. And then after that, the Public Service Commission will decide if they want to reopen the case.
That was St. Louis Public Radio reporter Kate Grumke speaking with editor Jonathan All. For more on what Ameren has shared on data centers moving to the area, go to stlpr.org.
Keep podcasts like The Gateway thriving by becoming a member of St. Louis Public Radio today. Your support ensures that your community stays informed and has access to fact-based local news. Give now at stlpr.org.
As Medicare open enrollment closes Sunday, millions of Midwesterners age 65 and older are making their healthcare decisions for the upcoming year. For many, the choices between traditional Medicare, which is provided through the federal government, or a private plan known as Medicare Advantage. For the Midwest Newsroom, Macy Byers reports on the drawbacks of choosing Medicare Advantage.
When Americans turn 65, enrolling in Medicare benefits isn't as simple as getting a card in the mail. Choosing the best coverage can be complicated, with options of supplementary coverage, drug prices, and private plans.
Okay, so this is one of those additional benefits. You get an annual free hearing exam at a network provider.
One Lincoln, Nebraska group of independent insurance agents, called Saving Seniors Money, tries to help seniors wade through the information. The group holds educational seminars every year comparing traditional Medicare through the government versus a private Medicare Advantage plan.
We don't push people one way or the other. Our job is to educate people about both options, and then whatever they are comfortable with, we go with for their coverage.
That's Rick Cuttiford, an independent agent with Saving Seniors Money. He says Advantage plans often come with extra benefits like dental or vision, but their most enticing selling point is low-cost monthly premiums. Traditional Medicare's supplement coverage premiums can range from about $30 to well over $600 a month, making Advantage plans a more affordable and popular option. In 2025, more than half of Medicare beneficiaries were on Medicare Advantage plans, including nearly 3 million people across Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. President of the Nebraska Hospital Association, Jeremy Nordquist, says unlike traditional Medicare, the Advantage plans have provider networks, co-pays, and maximum out-of-pocket amounts, and may require approval before covering a medical service.
If you don't think you're going to need health care, great, fine, but very few seniors are healthy enough to avoid that, so they need to know these challenges up front.
At Great Plains Health in North Platte, Nebraska, Medicare Advantage patients faced care denials and delays. Doctors could spend more time on the phone arguing with insurers than helping patients, leading to CEO Ivan Mitchell's choice to stop accepting plans in January 2025.
It does kind of really bother me that there's around 400 members in our county that can't access Great Plains Health for their routine specialty care. But, you know, it was kind of it looked like to me to be a choice of being shot or stabbed. I mean, and I think we had to kind of pick the best of the worst options.
Medicare Advantage plans are paid by the federal government per enrollee each month to provide their benefits. The Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, which gives nonpartisan policy advice to Congress, estimates that payments to Medicare Advantage plans added $84 billion more to total Medicare expenditures this year.
We basically raided the Medicare Trust Fund with these for-profit insurance companies that, in my opinion, have been extremely unethical in what they've done.
Because of barriers to care or underpayments by insurers, about 10% of the Nebraska Hospital Association's members have stopped taking Medicare Advantage plans. Cuddiford says taking time to understand someone's situation can create much better financial and health outcomes.
We want our clients to choose whatever they are comfortable with. And if they're comfortable and they're happy, well, then we're happy.
Every state has a state health insurance assistance program with free and unbiased advice, and the Medicare.gov website provides clear plan details for comparison. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Macy Byers. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration including NPR and member stations in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. The Midwest Newsroom is a member of the Trust Project. The Gateway is a production of the St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.